Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Roland. I'm your host for this program. We like to call it Talk to a Pastor. You could also call it Ask Roland or Talk to Roland. What is the nature of this program? Most people are too upset. If you look at your own life, you will see that your biggest problem is that you are too easily upset. You know, you get upset at work, your wife upsets you, your husband upsets you, your partner upsets you, your kids upset you, bills upset you. Everything upsets you. And you get all upset, and then what do? You try to calm, you try to wind down somehow. What do? You take a drink, after dinner drink, or you take a marijuana, or you take pills. See? First you get upset, then you try to calm down, but then what? Then drinking causes a problem. If nothing else, it causes headaches and it costs you money. Pills have side effects. See? Marijuana has side effects. So you got all these problems. You get upset and you get a headache and then you take a pill. Take an aspirin or a Tylenol or something. You see what I mean? Wouldn't it be better if you weren't upset in the first place, where I can teach you how to do that? I can literally teach you how not to become upset in the first place, or how to start becoming less upset. Less upset. Until eventually you're not upset at all. Now, how is this possible? Well, it actually is, and I will tell you how. I've been doing this now for 22 years. What am I? Well, I'm a radio host. I'm an author of 14 books. I'm a specialist in mindfulness meditation and Christian mindfulness meditation. And I've written quite extensively on the subject, and I can help you. Now, the other problem that you have is that you are easily misled by other people. In other words, you follow other people rather than what you know in your heart. See, you have a hunch. You sometimes have a hunch about something or a gut-level knowing of something, but you ignore it. And you go ahead and do what other people say. See? And the more you give in to other people, have you noticed that the more you give in, the more power they have? The more you give in to your wife, the more power she has over you. The more you give in to the boss or to whoever. When I say give in, I mean people please and bite your tongue and not say anything and not speak up for yourself and go along to get along and so on and so forth. So you don't live your own life. You end up doing what everybody else says. Then when you have issues, then you go to the experts, and then they get rich on your problems, don't they? And when they're with you, are you really any better off? Usually you're not. Occasionally you might get lucky and find an expert that can help you, but more often than not, you're worse off. If nothing else, you're drained of money. The other problem we have is that we are drained of energy. We feel drained and tired all the time. Would you believe that a lot of that has to do with being upset? Irritated. See, you know that you get upset big time by your parent or your mom or your wife or your husband or something. But did you also know, you probably are unaware of the fact that you get irritated about many, many little things as you go through the day? Many, many little things irritate you. Dozens or even hundreds of times an hour. Well, that's got to stop. You've got to stop being irritated. You've got to regain control of your own life and your own emotions. And I can help you do that. My name is Roland, and I'll be right back after this announcement.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Yes, indeed. My name is Roland. The program is Talk to a Pastor or Talk to Roland. Incidentally, I'm online from 8 to 10 a.m. this morning. I am online for live chat. So if you're listening to this program and you have a question you'd like to ask me, you can reach me for live chat at www.talktoapastor.org. TalkToAPastor.org. It's all one word. The letters are all strung together. TalkToAPastor.org. Just remember the O-R-G. That's very important. TalkToAPastor.org. Now here I am, and I'm going to help you. Now why do I do this? Well, I do this because I discovered something that helps people, and I've been helping them for many years. Incidentally, I buy the airtime at the station. I buy the airtime, I buy the internet time, and so on, and I'm helped by people that send in little donations here and there. And they, you know, rarely, they just don't send in enough to pay for everything, but they help. See, it helps. And that's why I need help. So I'm telling you that I do need some help. So if I've been helping you, or you end up being helped by this program, then you can help me too. But the point is, I do it as a volunteer effort. It's a labor of love. It's not to make money. And I've been doing it for 22 years, and I've written a lot of books. Many of them are on Amazon. So what you need to do is to learn how not to be upset. Now, there's a little emotion that you may not have paid much attention to in the past, and I'm going to bring it to your awareness right now, and it's called resentment. There's a little emotion called resentment that is the precursor of every emotional problem that you have had in your entire life. Resentment. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a soul. We are a person. We're a hand in a hand and a foot in a foot and an eye in an eye. And you know that's true, don't you? You know you have a soul. And how do you know? Because you have an inner person. We all have an inner person. You know, if you're a parent, you have a child, and let's say your child has grown up. When you had your little child, you loved your little child when he or she was two or three. When your child is 25, it's still your child. There's still a person in there. You know, the outside has changed, the body has grown. And if you're old, even older yet, then maybe your child is 35 or 40 or 50. It's still your child. It's still the same person. Yes, maybe they've had some issues. Yes, maybe their body is getting older now. They're changing. They don't look like they did when they were two or three, but there's still a person in there that's your child. You see? So we have a soul. Another proof of the soul is that you're aware of time. See, your soul is still in relation to time. You remember Einstein, and he said that, you know, if you look at the universe, everything is in motion. Except for the original stillness. All motion is measured by the existence of an original stillness. Otherwise, everything else is all the other motions are relative to each other, aren't they? You may be sitting still in your chair, but you're revolving around the globe once every 24 hours. So you're moving at thousands of miles an hour. Not only that, but you're in space. And the globe is spinning around, going around the sun once every 365 days. You see what I mean? So you're moving round and round. So you're not really still, but you're relatively still. See how that works? If you get in an airplane and you're sitting in the airplane, you can sit there nicely and have a little cup of tea. In the airplane, you may be moving at 600 miles an hour, so you're relatively still. So everything is relative, everything is in motion, and all stillness is relative except for one stillness, and all motion is relative to that one stillness. The original stillness, which is creator and the absolute measure of all other motions. And of course, that's God who created from the stillness. But now look at you. Time is movement. And you can actually be aware of time. You are aware of time passing. Animals are not aware of time passing, but humans are. We sense the passage of time. It's because your soul is relatively still. In fact, your soul is more still than anything that's moving around out there. Because your soul is of the timeless realm, you see. You're a soul in a body. See, you're not your body. You are your soul, your inner person in the body. So you have a soul. And so you have a soul in a body. And so I was talking about resentment, and I said that resentment is a very bad thing because it's a precursor of all the other bad things. Well, soul is at the edge of the body and the soul. Resentment is like the kindling or the starter, the inciter of the emotions. See? And so when your soul is not patient, when your soul does not stand back and observe from the neutral zone, observe calmly and patiently, then your soul becomes upset. Or your soul permits or kindles the body to become upset. But the problem is that when we become upset by something on the outside, we're responding and reacting to that, and we become controlled by that. See, your soul is supposed to be subject to inner authority, to principle, ultimately to God. And did you know that when you become upset by somebody, you're not subject to God, you're subject to whoever upset you? If you become angry at somebody, you're not subject to God, you're not subject to principle. Your soul, everything becomes reversed. Instead of inner grounded, you become outer grounded. See? And so it becomes a conditioning, and then it becomes obedient. That's how you become conditioned to be obedient to the world. See how that works? All right. So what we want to do is reverse that process. And I can help you to do it. I can help you to do it, ladies and gentlemen. So I want you to stay tuned, pay attention. Enjoy the message, and then I will tell you how you can learn to not be upset. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level. Online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting, you know, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.com. H-E-K. It's surprisingly affordable, where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake. With me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. Lovely music, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, let's get back to work here. I am working. I am helping you. And you are so lucky because you're listening to me. But if you don't respond, if you don't receive my message with gladness, respond, take it to heart, and do something about it, like get my meditation, for example, then it's not going to do you any good at all. See? All right, now, where was I? Okay, so I said that resentment is what starts all the bad things to happening. So you have to, first of all, you just have to see that that is the case. You have to see that resentment is harmful. And then you have to see that you are resentful underneath all your phony niceness and your all the wonderful things that you do and how nice you act. And it doesn't matter how nice you appear on the outside. Underneath, you have resentment and judgment. Judgment and resentment. See? Well, that has to go. Now, how can I help you to let go of resentment so you won't be so upset? Well, the meditation is very helpful. Now, why do I talk so much about the meditation? See, I'm a pastor. Why, as a pastor, am I talking about meditation? Well, here's the reason. The reason is that most people are so lost in emotions, so lost in the outside world. See, and you can get lost in study. You can get lost even in religious emotions, religious singing and study. You can go to Bible college and be studying religion and sing all kinds of religious songs and go out and volunteer and, you know, try to win people for the Lord. You can do all that stuff and you don't realize that you're actually just hypnotized by the outside and it's all an emotional thing. And one day you wake up and you realize that that's true, but then you don't know what to do. You don't want to admit that it was all that it was an emotional thing. You don't want to admit that you're not really saved. You don't want to admit that nothing's really changed, so you're trapped. See? Well, okay. Well, you don't want that to happen. So what are you going to do? And the same thing goes for all the Buddhists and all the people who practice yoga and all kinds of different visualizations and all that kind of stuff. It's not. Maybe it's nice. It's calming. You know, maybe you're better off going to church or sitting in the ashram, or maybe you're better off sitting in a yoga studio than you are being out on the streets selling crack cocaine. See? Although at least if you're out on the streets taking crack cocaine, at least you know you're no good. Whereas if you're in some organization somewhere and chanting and singing nice songs, why, you might fool yourself into thinking that you're a wonderful person when you're not really, see? All right. Do you have the point? So the meditation that I have is very nice. It's based on Christian principles. And I'm an expert, incidentally, in Christian meditation, contemplative meditation, and Christian mysticism, and so on. I'm aware of all the people, Madame Guyon and Francois Fenelon and St. Francis de Sales and St. Thomas of Kempis and Lawrence and Brother Lawrence. I'm aware of all these people. I've studied them all. But this meditation which I have made is just fabulous. What does it do? It teaches you how to become still so that you can relate to God within and not become upset by what happens on the outside. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude?
If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Yes, yes, yes. Good announcement I just made. Now, the meditation that I have is worth its weight in gold, if nothing else, to help you to calm down in a proper way. See, the proper way of calming down is to become still and stand back and observe thought and observe emotion without getting lost in thought and lost in emotion. See? You know how you get into a cell phone conversation or something, you get all caught up in it? Or you get involved in some ball game or you get involved in something and you get all caught up in it. You can be you're led astray. You're lost in a movie, lost in music, lost in a ball game. See, some people get lost in an affair. They get lost in an affair and carried away for weeks, months, years. And then one day they wake up and say, "Oh my God. You know, I saw the cutest play, or the cutest musical. My son was one of the musicians in it, and it was called Legally Blonde. It was absolutely the cutest thing I've ever seen, and I'm a pastor. I am a pastor, but I have a sense of humor, and it was an absolute delight. It made me laugh so many times. But they had a song in there. The very first song was Oh My God. Well, that really applies a lot of time, doesn't it? You wake up the morning after the night before and there's some guy there and you say, "Oh my God." You see what I mean? All right. Well, wouldn't it be better to wake up early? Or wouldn't it be better to preemptively wake up, to start waking up before you get involved and caught up in things? And you know, you've seen people get caught up with Jim Jones or all these types of people, or get caught up with communism, or caught up with any kind of a cause or ism or religion or cult. It's just unbelievable. So you don't want that to happen. You want to wake up and smell the coffee and smell the roses. First you wake up and smell the coffee, and then you can smell the roses, see? And then you'll be less upset. Now, I think I've done a pretty good job of making you aware of what I have. A fabulous meditation. You can listen to the introductory part for free. Just go to talktoapastor.org. TalkToAPastor.org. And don't forget, I said I'm going to be there for live chat. Live chat from 8 to 10. If you have a question, you know, I can't handle the crisis. I can't handle domestic abuse. You have to be 18. You know, no big crises or emergencies or anything like that. But, you know, some kind of a simple question, like about meditation, for example. Or why you get upset all the time, or how not to be upset with your husband or your wife all the time. See, I can help you. So you're very fortunate. I'll be online from 8 to 10 at talktoapastor.org. Incidentally, I am back in the Bay Area. Yes, yes, I'm back. I was up in Redding for 14 years, and I'm back. And I'm better than ever. Now I'm back armed with more meditations, more knowledge, and not only that, but 14 fabulous books. So, I'm in the Bay Area, I'm closer to Riverside, and listen, and incidentally, you folks in Riverside, the Riverside area, the Inland Empire, Los Angeles, down around there, Palm Desert, You are so fortunate that I'm broadcasting down there because I'm a voice in the wilderness. Who else is there beside? Well, there's one other person beside me that's really good, but other than that, there's me. See? Sure, there's Dr. Laura and, oh, I don't know. I'm trying to think of on the air some psychologists or something that are pretty good. There are some, but, and you know, I love to listen to the ministers, David Jeremiah and all those people, and you know, they're good, and they say some things that are right and some very nice things, actually, and I enjoy it, and I love the scriptures. I love hearing the scriptures. And yes, they're helpful, but what you need is the complete package. You need the thing that will get you unstuck, and that's what you need the meditation for. Then you can appreciate all the other people that you hear and all the things that you read. Your religion will come alive for you, and you'll start living the truth instead of living a lie. I'll be right back.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Yes, indeed, talktoapastor.org. I'll be online for a live chat. talktoapastor.org. And please, get the meditation. You can also go to commonsensecounseling.org to find out about the meditation directly. commonsensecounseling.org. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. And I'm here to help you. This is a labor of love, a volunteer effort, listener supported. And so, ladies and gentlemen, at this point, I will bid you adieu. And I'll see you again next time. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.